I think you put Barbanov on the top line. No, but
no, you don't think that.
No, you don't. No, I don't. I think the one player that's really ready for prime time, and he's been sort of going up and down the lineup from game to game and power play and not on the power plays, is Zach Hyman. I think he's really ready for prime time because every single shift you notice him, he has the speed, he has the tenacity, he's in on the forecheck, he's turning pucks over in the neutral zone, and he's doing that from the third line, from basically a shutdown role, and he's creating some of that offense and a lot of chances in the first five games of the season. So for me, I think you move Zach Hyman up to the top line, you pop up Mikheyev, and you drop VC down to the third line. I think you have a pretty solid lineup. But one thing I wanted to add, too, is the fact that I hate 11-7, and that's the prime example last night. 11-7, Joe Thornton goes down. Now you're at 10-7, and you got no legs because now guys got a double shift. There's only a certain type of player, the National Hockey, that could be productive double shifting in a final period of a game. You can't have 3-4 guys rotating double shifting all the time. They ran out of gas, and I'm pretty sure that's what was the main cause of Sheldon Keefe saying, hey, they just sort of ran out of gas, and it wasn't really enthralling, as Scotty Mac says.
You know what's wild to me, though, Stewie, is like, what about the ghost of Pierre Engvall? Like, they gave this guy 2 years at $1.25 million like 8 months ago or something.
Yeah.
And now
exactly.
This guy's not even on the taxi squad. He's not even mentioned as a guy who's going to get in the lineup.
Free Pierre.
How bad was this guy in the absence of from last season till now, or in the inter-squad scrimmage before the season? I don't know. This guy's got to make a cameo at some point. He's supposed to be a part of this thing.